You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Vice President Activities and Development.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse with me, Hugo Sharp, and I'm interviewing Varain Dua. Hello, how are you?
Really good, Hugo. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me on here.
Would you like to start just by telling us who you are, why you want to run for this position, and a bit about what the position is?
Of course. So hi guys, my name is Varain Dua. I'm an international student, second year politics and international relations. If we talk about the post in general, I'd like to say last year I ran for the same post, that's the Vice President of Activities and Development. Currently I'm serving as the Vice President of the Catholic Society and also as a mentor in the Global Buddies. So people just come up to me, you know. Now the best thing about it is I don't say anything. People just know me from last year that I ran the elections, and then they were telling me like about all these problems they face. You know, like they feel that running a society is more like applying for a mortgage. So, you know, like the risk assessments, the approvals, the funding, they feel it's all a maze and they're actually frustrated. Some of the people talk about the course suspensions, of course, strikes, yeah, the transport issues. And yeah, some of the people also told me like there is no heating in the lectures. So yep, that is the reason I'm running again.
So that's the reason
just
you're running again.
All for the sole purpose of serving the people.
Okay.
I mean, students in general.
Slightly taking a different tone now. If you're a type of biscuit, what type of biscuit would you be? Just to get a sense of your character, just a bit more of a, you know,
okay.
A so, custard cream, more of a pink wafer kind of man.
I'd say a cookie cream kind of a guy.
A cookie cream kind of a guy.
You're like the cream inside,
yeah,
and a bit chocolatey on the outside.
Oh,
so,
lovely.
Yep.
Yeah. What kind of, just against the sense of your character, what kind of music do you like? What's your favourite band, song? You got any specifics?
Whatever mood I'm in, TV girl. I mean, I don't know, you're like TV girl, 1975. I mean, these are kind of the bands, you know, like I
yeah.
Actually go on. I mean, then we have the Marias, of course, you know. If I specifically talk about an album, it would be The French Exit by TV Girl,
okay.
2014. And of course, my favorite song, Lovers Rock.
Perfect.
Have you heard that?
I haven't, no. I'm going to have to educate myself on that, yeah.
That's fine.
What would you say is one luxury item you could, if you couldn't have anything else but this one item, what would you choose? What couldn't you live without?
I'd say my earphones.
Your earphones?
Yeah.
So you can listen to your music.
Exactly.
Perfect. Yeah. And of course, the post.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. I'm sorry about that.
What's your favourite book, would you say? What's your...
Okay, room? So over here, I'll come in. I'll be honest. So I lean towards being a spiritual guy.
Okay.
So for me, it's going to be the Bible.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's this book named as The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll say it has helped me, you know, like shape the guy or like the person I'm today.
I suppose they link together quite well.
Exactly.
As well. Yeah.
They link together. So, yep.
Who would you say has been your biggest influence in life? Kind of a person, like a parent, a teacher?
It's going to be my dad.
Your dad?
Yep. It's my dad because... I've seen him, you know, he's a community leader back in my home country. He started as a community leader, serving them, a social worker, became a politician who actually works for the society. And I think somewhere or the other, the same blood runs in me as well.
Yeah.
So it's just that sense, you know, of serving the students, serving the people either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll say dad.
That's really nice. Yeah. What particular moment of pride have you experienced? What have you done and you thought, yes, I'm really happy I've done this? Or something that happened in your life and you thought, that's really good, I'm proud of what I've done here?
Sounds a bit irrelevant to this one, but I'll say running for the elections last year. Because the thing is, I was a first year student, unexperienced, don't know much of the people. And I was just like, yeah, I want to run the elections.
Yeah.
Had a good campaigning team, lost by like roughly 100 votes.
Yeah.
So it was a good start. So
yeah.
After that, you know, like, I'll say after the elections, we got the, you know, like the, I guess it was the Easter break.
Yeah.
And after the Easter break, when I returned to the uni, people were meeting me on the buses, like on the trams, and even in like the Portland building, they were like, oh, you're Varain, we saw your poster. And I'll say that was a good thing. You're like, I made my own identity over here.
Yeah, so you're getting that recognition.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which celebrity or celebrities would you have at a dinner party? If you could choose any celebrities, alive or dead, choose three of them, I'd say. Who would you have?
Three of them?
Yeah.
Okay, so first one would be my dad, of course.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'll say TV girl, you know.
Okay, yeah.
And for the third one, a good celebrity. I don't know.
Or a famous figure. It could be a political figure. Anyone.
Well, I'm down to these two. Yeah. I'll be honest. Yeah, I don't have any.
Don't need anyone else.
Yeah, I don't need anyone else. But yeah, I think other than like celebrity or something like that, I'll just say my family. I'm happy with them.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Very nice. What's your go-to meal deal purchases? If you had three things in a meal deal, you'd always go to.
Okay.
What
would you say? I'll go with a chicken tikka sandwich.
Nice.
For the snack, I'll go with like apples and peanut butter.
Okay.
For the drink, it's always going to be Red Bull.
Okay. Power the election.
Exactly. You're like, very as nice. It says, Red Bull gives you wings. So, yeah.
Very nice. Well, thank you very much. Been lovely having you. I've been Hugo Sharp interviewing Mira Dua for The Pulse.
N1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.